A new report from the Pew Research Center says that Americans increasingly believe that the influence of religion on politics is waning. As that happens, the number of Americans who want religious leaders to speak out on politics and social issues is growing.
Wayne Thompson joins us to talk about the findings. He's an associate professor of sociology at Carthage College in Kenosha. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
So I want to get to the results of this survey. What's changing when it comes to religion and politics in America?
Well, this is one of the Pew Forum studies. The Pew Forum regularly does surveys of the American population on religious issues. This particular survey was done in September and was done via telephone. What they saw is about a 10% jump among the religiously affiliated and Republicans in belief that churches should speak out about politics.
And how big a jump is that?
Well, it is a significant jump. 10% is 10% of the, you only get 100%. So it's a significant increase. But keep in mind that it is an increase that's concentrated among the part of the population that's most religiously active, that's most conservative, older. And so this is not a general jump among everybody, but it's enough so that overall, among all Americans, there is this 10% increase.
So when you see a shift like that among a certain group of people, do you look for what's driving the shift? Do we know why it's happening now?
Well, one factor that you can look at more long-range factors, and I thought about that in preparing for the interview, but one more proximate thing that's happening in the political sphere right now is that, at least with the presidency, the conservative Republican part of the population, they don't have the presidency right now. So that may be an immediate factor. More long-term, there is concern among the more traditional part of the population that religion is losing influence over a number of institutions, not only in government, but also in economics. Religion remains strong in family life, but let's face it, the most important institution in modern society is economics. So there's a perceived long-term influence of religion that it's perceived to be declining, at least.
Right. So it sounded as though most Americans believe the influence of religion on politics is waning. What sort of effect would that have, do you think?
Well, it could be a motivational factor for some segments of the population in terms of voting, certainly. About 32%, which is, keep in mind, is only a third, but about a third of Americans want the houses of worship, their houses of worship, to endorse candidates. Historically, evangelical Protestants have put out voter guides. Now, because they could lose their tax-exempt status, churches have to be careful to toe the line and not go too far. But historically, the evangelical Protestants do voter guides, which heavily favor Republican candidates. African-American Protestants do voter registration drives. So this could have an impact or reflect interest in the coming election here for November.
Now, I know you've thought about how this can be a touchy thing when you have religious figures getting involved in politics. It's not the norm for all organized religions to take political stances. Does this represent a sea change in wanting to see some of these officials more involved?
Well, as I said earlier, it might be some more proximate things going on, such as an election coming up, that can have some impact here. I do think long-term, there's been a tenuous and difficult and tense relationship between religion and politics. I think back about when Dwight Eisenhower was president, he said it didn't matter so much where you pray, but that you pray. So we do expect our political leaders to be to express a certain amount of piety. It gets a lot trickier, though, when religious leaders speak out because of tax-exempt status, separation of church and state, and the Catholic bishops, for instance, found in the 1970s and 80s that the things they wanted to speak out on, which at that time were nuclear weapons and preferential option for the poor, weren't always the issues that the people in the pews wanted. So you have this problem of political leaders expected to be religious. But religious leaders, when they speak out on politics, it's quite a minefield for them.
Well, would you say that, essentially what this amounts to is a growing divide between religious America and non-religious America?
Well, that's what the study concluded, and I would see that as well, that the religiously unaffiliated and some religious folks who are religious, but here I would restrict to mainline Protestants to some extent are pretty, they're pretty split. Jews tend to be much more liberal in their social and political outlook. Those with no religious preference tend to be more religious in their outlook, although not everybody who's not religiously affiliated. So indeed, it is tricky. You cannot, it's difficult to make general statements like that. But in general, if I was a betting person, I would say that the religiously affiliated are, you know, this does reflect their polarization from those who are not religious and their disdain for such people.
Well, it's interesting because this comes at a time when politics in America are incredibly polarized. You know, Congress has an extremely low approval rating. There's a lot of cynicism about, I think, institutions in general. Do you see that as being part of what's happening here?
Well, absolutely. I took a look at some general social survey results, too, another survey that's regularly conducted on Americans, and you can see a very large decline in the confidence in organized religion and in all large institutions. We've seen this decline since the Watergate era of the mid-1970s. It's finally caught up to religion. In 1973, 36% of Americans had a great deal of confidence in organized religion. It is 25% by 2006. So there's definitely a decline in people trusting organized religion. Ironic that at the same time they're asking religious leaders to speak out more.
Well, would you say that people still trust or would still want their politicians to have some sort of praying habit or religious habit?
Oh, yes. There's a clear preference here. And the history of the United States is illustrative in this regard. You think about who is considered have been great presidents. They all had some kind of religious mooring or prophetic voice that they could speak to the American public. Certainly, I would see that for Lincoln as a great example. President Lincoln, he often couched his political views in religious language, and I think that we still expect our leaders to do that.
We're talking with Wayne Thompson right now about a new poll by the Pew Research Center suggesting an increasing number of Americans think religious influence in America is waning, and they are wanting more religious figures to have a greater voice in politics and social issues.
And we want to hear from you. Do you see religion in America waning in political influence? If so, what do you make of that shift? Would you like to see religious figures more involved in politics? And does your religion influence how you vote, how you get active in politics? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking with Wayne Thompson right now about a new poll by the Pew Research Center gauging the overlap of politics and religion, how people feel about that overlap here in America.
And we want to hear from you. Do you want to see religion in the United States waning in influence, or do you want more religion in politics? What do you make of the shift that we're talking about in that survey? And does your faith influence the way you vote, the way you participate in politics? And what would you like to see from religious leaders? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go now to the phones. We've got Darren joining us first in Viroqua. Hi, Darren.
Well, certainly the influence of religion has waned, deservedly so, because, and I speak as an ex-Catholic, the Catholic Church has no moral authority whatsoever because they continue to look the other way when their priests and bishops are involved in whether it's pedophile scandals or homosexual scandals. Then you have the evangelical TV preacher scandal. But I do speak as a born-again Christian and as an ex-gay person, and I feel that those in the evangelical fold, pastors need to speak out more on moral issues. You call them political issues. I call them moral issues, and there's a wide variety of moral issues. But they should never tell us who to vote for. There should never be a voter guide that specifically says you need to vote Republican.
All right. Thank you so much, Darren, for sharing your thoughts there. And social issues are tied up in all of this. It's political and social issues that Americans would like to see religious figures more outspoken on. But what about Darren's point there about Catholicism and the struggles there, some of the scandals driving these results?
Yeah, the internal polling that the Catholic Church does for the United States, at least, is I'm surprised to see it, but has shown relatively minimal influence. It has not had a really long-term impact yet at this point. I think what's happened, though, with the new Pope speaking out on trying to shift the topics to poverty, you know, preferential option for the poor is the language that they use, those kinds of issues, it shifts away from the sexuality issues. And I think traditionalist Catholics in North America are not really pleased with that. They would like to see a continuation of this focus on sexuality issues. And so the religious leaders themselves make choices about what they want to emphasize.
Is it more than Catholicism, or could one religion be responsible for a lot of these numbers, at least the waning part of it?
Well, I think you'd really do need to separate. There are different narrative bubbles that people live in for religious folks, and evangelical Protestants, traditionalist Catholics, they do tend to be focused more on the private moral sexual issues are of more importance to them. For mainline Protestants, for Jews, for those who are not religiously affiliated at all, their concerns are more about social inequality, social justice, racial justice. So these narrative bubbles dictate what the topics are going to be.
Great. Well, let's go back to the phones. Now, Jared is again with us here from Green Bay. Hi, Jared.
Personally, I find religion and politics to be irritating and obstructive. And honestly, I'd like to see the government be a little bit more stricter about the tax-exempt status. I don't know, is that the IRS that does that? Because I think that's a decent question. And honestly, I consider the reduction of religion in politics in America to be nothing but a good thing. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jared. And Jared is happy to see this trend here of waning religious influence in America. At least that's how Poles perceive it. What do you think about what he said about the tax-exempt status? Is that something that you see trending as well?
Sure. That's a great question. The government, no matter who's in power, has not been very forceful in cracking down on the tax-exempt status of churches that do get involved in politics. It's only a handful of churches that really are at risk in any given year. And so, indeed, churches do speak out, and prominently in recent years, evangelical Protestants talking about what I call the pelvic issues. And so some of the other issues that we've seen, you know, sometimes more, it's the liberal agenda that's being pushed. In the civil rights era, during the Vietnam War protests, religious leaders, more from mainline Protestants and the liberal side of things, were more forcefully involved. So there, you know, this does waver over time, but the tax exempt crackdown, I would not be looking for that anytime soon. The government's reluctant to be seen as kind of bullying religious leaders.
Okay, thanks, Jared, and let's go next to John in Elgin, Illinois. Hi, John.
Hi. Yeah, I worked in the news business for years for ABC News, and I traveled around the country quite a bit, and this was during the Reagan years. And I saw a lot of organizations in Southern Baptist areas where people were organizing, actively organizing, with the intention of influencing politics. And we have in our Constitution a separation of church and state. For one religion or any religion, fine to have a religion. And by the way, I do believe in taxing churches, too. I don't see any reason why not. My family's paid plenty in taxes. But it's propaganda. We get enough propaganda from our own government and other governments. It's getting worse, where people in this country are feeling more powerless. And that's why you find numbers dwindling in interest and trust in these big institutions.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for your thoughts, John. Appreciate your call there. And what do you say to that, Wayne?
Well, I think you have to pinpoint just how this separation of church and state works out in our country. As an operative reality, there is a connection between religion and politics. Local pastors are not where that often is going to be focused, because local pastors have to make a living. People can vote with their feet. You may have, in the mainline Protestants, you often have blue state pastors, red state congregations. the red state congregations and pastors, the Southern Baptists, for instance, the largest Protestant organization in America, they have blue state people sitting in the pews too. So local pastors aren't really where the political, you know, where people are speaking out from religion. It's often specialty organizations, denominations, general assemblies, national organizations speaking out. At the local level, which is where most people experience religion, pastors are nervous. They look out from the curtain and wonder who's going to walk out if they say something that's offensive.
I want to ask you about another phenomenon that we've seen in the polls recently, and that is the rise of the nuns. They're called the group that's religiously unaffiliated. They may categorize themselves as spiritual, but I wonder where you think they would fall when it comes to questions like these.
Well, in the Pew Forum survey, as well as general social surveys and many other surveys, the religiously unaffiliated, those who have no religious preference, tend to be much more liberal on social issues. It's not always true. There is a segment of the unaffiliated who are more conservative. But on most of the sexuality issues, for instance, those who are religiously unaffiliated are more liberal. So, of course, they're going to be reticent to support religious leaders speaking out.
Now, I know you said just a moment ago that you thought religious figures might be nervous about this, worried about what they're going to say, that they might alienate certain sections of their congregations. But do you think that they will respond to this kind of pressure and this kind of preference for people to want to see more opinions out there, more political and social issue opinions, and that they'll respond by becoming more politicized?
Well, I think what's going to happen, you know, looking into the future, we don't have a crystal ball, but looking into current trends, what's happening is that conservatives are splitting off from mainline Protestant denominations into their own separate denominations, speaking to their faithful. And I think when you have red state pastors and red state congregations, or blue state pastors and blue state congregations, which is less common, that they will speak out to those audiences, speaking more in the public sphere. I'm not sure that we would look for that, because polarization means you're speaking more to those within your own bubble.
So you see that trend of polarization in America continuing. Now we're not seeing it not just in politics, but in religion.
Yes, indeed. And institutionally, it's true. The homosexuality issue has kind of exploded in the religious scene and divided traditionalists and those who are more accommodated to social change, let's say, splitting into separate denominations. We're seeing that in all the mainline churches, with the evangelical Protestants. Even there are some blue state people, let's say more moderates, that are looking to split off from the Southern Baptists. They're starting pension boards, and that's indicative of a general polarization between conservatives and liberals across all of our society.
Wayne, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Wayne Thompson, Associate Professor of Sociology at Carthage College in Kenosha.